Hi everyone, welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marianne from Yachts and Mermaids, your host. And today I have Samantha, if I'm not mistaken, right? Sam.
Yeah.
And she's from Venezuela. She has been in the industry for around 6 years. She's a current chief stew on a 40 plus meter. And she came to my attention because on her social media platform, she calls herself a conscious stew. And I love the whole concept of being conscious and, you know, bringing consciousness into yachting because I think it's something that, you know, it's happening and it needs to happen faster. Not only in yachting, but obviously in the whole world. But I love the fact that this little tiny world that we live in, you know, the community of yachting is actually evolving. You know, I've been in yachting for 14 years and I'm so grateful that I've been able to see the transition and the transformation of the industry. Yes, there is a lot that needs to change and shift, absolutely. But I kind of want to, yeah, go a little bit lighthearted on this show and talk about some good stuff that are happening. So, Sam, why do you call yourself Conscious Too? Let's start by that.
Okay. So I started the Instagram account actually as a motivation for myself when I became a second stew and now chief stew on that same boat, to keep a little bit of that back call to that energy of like having things that are that have less impact in the environment. So I said, well, the best way I can do it is kind of like go through it and maybe share it and see if that works out. There was already like a couple of people already in Instagram, Green Stew and all this. And I just saw all their accounts and I felt so motivated. So I just kind of decided to go for it. And as I started the process with the boat, because it's been a long process, even now we still started to change other things. When I started all this, I just wanted to record it or have it on paper or kind of like as I go, I can tell people, well, this is what we did and this is what worked for us. And that was how it really started. I'm on a boat that's currently very environmentally conscious, so that's to say. I'm so happy and, you know, blessed that our captain is just really forward with that kind of stuff. He just, it's happy to encourage it. And he also gets the crew involved, kind of like, oh, you guys have to do it. You know, this is like recycling and all this. So I really have that figure that really helps us out as well.
That's amazing to hear.
Yeah.
So, okay. So basically in summary, you decided to open an account under Conscious Too, because you wanted to, one, hold yourself accountable for where you're about to embark, and two, because you really wanted to share and inspire other people to become more conscious of the choices they make daily, especially, you know, in the yachting industry. So we do have different accounts out there, not many, but there's some, like the Green Stewardess and the Green Stew and all that, that give us tips on all this on how to be more eco consciousness. So you've been in that boat for a couple of years now where you actually transitioned from second to chief. When you joined the boat, was it as consciousness or, you know, was it as consciously environmentally driven as it is today? And was it the same captain that you're with today?
Yes. So it was the same captain and they did have the concept, like he was very happy to go with this kind of thing. But unfortunately, I don't think all the people in charge, at least on the interior during that time, because they went through different chiefs too, they were not too much into that. So it's kind of hard when you have somebody that's managing everything inside and they always have different things. So you get like a different brand of detergent and then a new chief who comes in and she likes a different one. So it was, I think it was just a little bit of a mix of everything.
So basically, and there was some, sorry to interrupt you. Basically your captain was okay with it and he would, you know, support whoever wanted to go that way, but it wasn't really implemented. It wasn't like we're going to be a eco-friendly bow. You know, all the choices that we're going to make, we're going to lay them out and we're going to make the best choice for the environment, for our health and, you know, and the planet and all this stuff. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. He was on board with ideas, but I mean, I think when you have different people thinking about the same thing, and even though he was on board with it, there's so many things he has to deal with, you know, and he might not be thinking, if I'm the chief stew or I'm in the interior the whole time, I'm going to see this thing more and I'm going to, it's going to come up to my attention and I'm going to be like, hey, maybe we can change that. And try to save this and go with metal straws or whatever, or another alternative. But I think when somebody's not involved in the area, it's kind of hard for them to see all that. So you need right. to partner with everything.
And I guess we're talking about interior, mm-hmm. but obviously there's, you know, the deck and the engine room and the chef.
Yeah.
Every department can definitely become more conscious driven, yes. right? Because there's so many different choices we can make. So you obviously feel very strongly about this topic. So when you became the chief stew, you're like, okay, I'm gonna take over and this is gonna happen. And my question to you is, what about the owners, right? Because a lot of people, maybe even, you know, I'm gonna talk interior because this is our department. Yeah. Probably a lot of chief stews are like, well, I'm not sure because I don't know how to bring it up to the owner. You know, they may not be okay. Some even say like they're not okay, but I bet you they haven't even asked. Mm-hmm. So can you give us a little bit of background on how have you actually implemented this different things and give us some example of things that were not there before that you implemented and how do you interacted with the owner, you know, to bring that on board? You know, was it a choice you made as a chief stew? It's like, no, I'm going to buy this versus this. Or did you actually have to ask? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's not easy, first of all. I think the easiest thing to do first is to reduce our consumption with everything, you know. Stop using the water, like you're just leaving it running and doing things like that.
Which I love that because the first R of the RRR is really reduce.
Exactly.
People always think it's recycle. Yeah. Recycle is your last step.
Exactly.
It's reduce, exactly. reuse, recycle. Love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And that's kind of like the thing that where it really started. And I think the boat was already pretty good at that. I'm just saying like, okay guys, you can't like use water like crazy, you can't do this, leave the lights on all the time because the light could be LED somewhere but maybe not LED in the other place and it could be dangerous as well, but also we're wasting energy and we're doing all this unplugged things. So we've been really good at that. So when all this thing started, I actually started with a teacher at the time. She was also very like me. So it was nice because I could give an idea and she'll give one and it was a whole dynamic and it went really well. And at the beginning, it started with that reducing and then using things for crew. Once we finished up whatever we had on board, because that's also the thing. I think you can't swap something and then just chuck the other stuff because then what is the point?
It's going against what you're trying to really convey. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So that's why it was a long process because we do have a lot of stock of the things we have already on board. So I don't suggest just do, oh yeah, just buy this detergent, just go throw away the other one. Just there's no point of that. So that's when we started doing all this. With the guests has been a little bit different and there's so many other things that we don't do as well. And, you know, we have a water fountain for crew and we have our own bottles. And this is something we have to do. And it's kind of like you can't buy bottled water on the boat, you know. If you want to buy your own, that's fine. But we have water. It's a fountain yeah. and it's good water. So use it from there. But then the guests, it's completely different, you know. They might just want their water bottle. And unfortunately, the plastic bottle, you're going to have to use it, you know, and just going to have to give it to them unless you go and talk to them about it or talk
to
them.
I think this is the thing, like, especially charter boats or even owners, obviously, because, like, I work on a boat that was private, and we swap from, you know, to reusable bottles. When the owners came on board, they were like, well, if you guys are using reusable, why are we not reusing? And then everybody started using reusable bottles. So we had extra for when they brought guests on board and all that. Now, charter guests, I think it is our responsibility, right? If we really want to bring that continuation as a green boat, let's say, we can say, hey, you know, you can give us your preference of water, or you can, you know, use a reusable water with the filter water that we have on board, and kind of like sell them the idea that you are making a change, you are being part of the change, you know, to help the planet and all that. Because to be honest, like, who doesn't want to be better? Who doesn't want to help? You know what I mean? It's just like a thing that humanity wants to do, but most of us don't even know how to, right? So this is where I love that we're talking about this, because I want chiefs too, especially, to understand, like, you have the power to actually implement something that you may not think that's even possible just by asking.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have a reusable bottle that could be your giveaway, you know?
Yeah.
The charter boat.
Yeah. And I think the smartest thing, or the thing I've like learned that is the kind of like the best way to go with it, is like sometimes people don't understand and don't want to understand recycling and like all this sustainability kind of thing and making it complicated, you know. So it is what it is. I mean, you can bring it up, but if somebody's not interested, like what I've done before, we had plastic straws and all that, and I've just kind of, and paper straws as well, I just kind of did like a nice folder with like beautiful drinks, like cocktails, like printed out whatever, it was things that we had already on board, where we did like all like our menus of cocktails and all that, and with metal straws. And we did this whole thing where I sent an email to the boss of like how beautiful this looks and whatever, and they were like, great, I want that, you know. And it's just because it looks so good, you know. So it's just like, maybe if they're not into the idea, maybe changing it up, or having, I don't know, making the idea appealing, for that to say. And at the end of the day, it's also being a little sneaky with that kind of stuff, because at the end of the day, it's going to be good. And they actually, now we have, for example, we don't have paper or plastic straws anymore, and they love it. They love it because it doesn't get soggy, because it doesn't look like that. And then just like, whoa, this is great. And everybody compliments us all the time. And, you know, it's something new. But if you make it look like, as, you know, they don't know that they're just doing this bad decision, or they just, it just doesn't look good. So I don't know if I explain myself.
No, kind you of can. Like, and, yeah. And I think, you know, like the straws, that is another charter giveaway, you know, where literally you give every charter guest their straw. So the one that they use during the entire trip, they take with them, you know what I mean? So it's, I mean, there's so many ways to go about it. So we know for sure that you change from plastic bottles to reusable bottles for crew, that you change your straws for reusable straws. What else have you implemented?
Yeah, so we also change our detergent. We don't longer buy those jugs of like liquid detergent. We buy pods. It's called drops, actually. I just started using them recently. Before that, we also had different pods that were kind of eco-friendly, but this ones are really nice, and they sell them in bulk. So it came on a big box, like huge box. And then we kind of like grab plastic containers that we had that were just, I always keep plastic containers and spray that from anything, and I just wash them and keep them in the boat. And then we grabbed all of those.
Now you're reusing.
Yeah, exactly. And then what we did is that we start pouring the pots there, putting the pots there, and just like having them on kind of like a row. So those are our pots to wash. And it's easy because then you're not only not using the plastic of the bottle, but you also, it's a perfect amount of liquid for one load.
Right.
You don't have, so like, you don't have the people that go like that forever. Yeah. And then, you know, there's bubbles everywhere and this whole thing.
So my question to you with those drops, are they plastic free, basically? Because, you know, like the other ones, you're not even supposed to use them because they actually damage the actual, what do you call it, the machine? The little pods that are like plastic wrapped.
So obviously you don't put it on the actual.
You throw them in the load.
Yeah, you throw it in the washing machine, but no, they don't have any plastic. And I did a lot of research. I looked at reviews and this whole thing, and they are made with some sort of like vegetable material. That's where the liquid is.
They're good for high efficiency machines.
They work fine for our Mealy. It's not a huge boat and it's not in this industrial washing machines. I would think it will work fine, maybe using like double it up. So instead of using one, using two. I'm not too sure because I haven't tried that, but it is still kind of like a new thing. We've been using those for like a month, but they leave the clothes smelling really well. They have other ones that don't have stains. So you kind of like can do really whatever you want with that. And and then we've done some things for guests as well as ourselves, like body scrubs and stuff like that. And kept, we eat a lot of coconut oil, or like with our food. So we buy the big ones and we keep the glass. So then when we wash it and take away the labels and all that, then we use that and we make scrubs and we put like a nice little thing with a spoon and everything, and we've been doing that on the room, and it looks like we bought it. It looks really nice. So you can do anything, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's so cool because you really tap into your creativity and into really learning how to use Mother Nature's pharmacy, you know, to not only, you know, be save money, one, because we're saving money for the owners. And that's great because our job is to really, what's the word that I'm trying to use? Look out for their assets, you know. You're also learning, you know, along the way. And then you're delighting the guests with this awesome, you know, products that are handmade, you know, by you guys. Like, it's so cool, you know, it has a history to it. And I bet that they're super cool, super excited when they hear that you guys made it, you know?
Yes, actually. We've also made like our own limoncello. We did this as like an experiment. We grabbed like our empty bottles of Tito's vodka, and then we made them in there. And we did like a whole label and everything. And now it just became our thing, you know? The boat limoncello, and it's something that you give to the guests when they come in after dinner or when they go into a restaurant or something. So I think
it's a great way, your cocktail thing,
exactly. And I think it's a great way, like when you have the time and you want to do some training with your interior. Yes, there's so many things that you can do, like cocktail training, but the ideas run out, and it's so nice when you can just throw something different out there.
Yeah.
That maybe it's not exactly like doing, like not necessarily needed, but it's just nice to learn something new, and you know, it keeps the crew morale going, it keeps the creativity going, and it helps the job, like it really does.
So, what when you say not necessarily stewing, give me an example of it.
Well, I guess we're not supposed to know how to make our own products and like make a mix of oils, you know, or something like that. But it's just so nice to learn something
new. Here's the thing though, when you understand that as a stewardess, your main job is to create a unique experience for your guests.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? This is part of your job.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking outside the box. The thing is that you're thinking outside the box. How can I create an even more unique experience? You know, can I go and buy some synthetic chemical body scrub? Yeah, absolutely you can. Can you go and buy some vegan scrub? Yeah, you can. But you're making it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like that has story. That has this soul vibration to it, you know? That is so much more I don't know what do you call it? It has so much more meaning, you know, that when you just purchase something from a shop, you know? Like when you say, oh, this is a limoncello, or versus this is our own, you know, version of the limoncello that we make here on board. It's like, wow, I want to try that. You know, the other one just falls off. You know, it's like, oh,
yeah, you cannot get it anywhere else.
Exactly. And this is the thing. Your clients always want what nobody else can have, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I want what that person, you know, what nobody else can want. If I'm saying it right, I don't even know if I'm, but you understand me. I think that's really cool. So what other change have you actually done on the boat interior-wise to make it more eco-friendly? So you changed the detergents, you change, you're reusing all your bottles and plastic stuff, you're reducing the consumption, you changed the straws, what else you said, the bottles, what about Q-tips, Q-tips earbuds for other people, what about toothbrushes, what about amenities for crew? I mean, because I know that you put the scrub and that's kind of like an extra thing, right? It's not like a basic amenity that you have to give them. So what about those? Because I think that's where girls find it hard or challenging, not hard, challenging to be like, oh, no, they're not going to, you know, like what's a good brand or whatever, you know? And then like there's all this eco-friendly stuff, but then they're in plastic.
That is so true. You know, I've gone somewhere to Whole Foods, you go to, or anywhere, you know, a place where is there's like green and eco-friendly things, and then it comes on a plastic bag, so you're like, whoa. And sometimes, you know, I must say sometimes it's hard. Like I get my earbuds for the boat, we get them online, and on a brand, it's a brand that comes without plastic, so it comes on a cardboard box. But sometimes, I mean, it doesn't arrive in time and you got to go and buy the Q-tips that are in public. And that's just
the
way it is.
The thing. This is the important thing that people need to understand. Like, instead of being a perfect eco-friendly stew, be a halfway eco-friendly stew. Because that's better than not doing anything at all, you know? I think that's, you know, anything that you can do, if you can change one thing, awesome. That's the one thing you made a difference doing, you know, that's one less plastic bottle out there. So I think, you know, instead of trying to tackle this big, gigantic monster, right, and be like, oh my God, how are we going to change the whole thing? It's like, no, like you guys do baby step. You know, what's the baby step that I can do today? What's the baby step that I can do next day? And, you know, if you know that you're going to go and you need to buy, then like, maybe buy more, right? And then have it on stock. That way, you know, it's going to be easier for you to, you know, and I think like throughout the season, you'll know how much you use. So you can see, okay, well, then I need to buy this, you know, especially both that are like super busy, you know? So earbuds, are they made of bamboo? Is that what they're made of?
Yes. So they're not made with plastic. I mean, there's still some sort of waste in them, of course. Just like anything you buy, but it's definitely much better. It's biodegradable and all this thing. So yes, we have the earbuds, and then what else was done? I mean, there's so many little things we've done. I've got toothbrushes for the crew. I usually just get bamboo toothbrushes for the crew. If they want to buy the plastic one, they can 100% with the money, buy it. For guests, oh, we have both. You know, it's just the way it works. Some people just want their regular old school plastic toothbrush, and that's fine. So we've done that. Honestly, there's so many little things we've done just with the cleaning products also. When you join a boat, you know, depending on the boat, but usually there's so much cleaning products. This is for the glass. This is for the wood. This is for this. This is for that. And it's not really necessary, at least in my belief. Might be wrong, I don't know. But it really, with practice, I've seen there's not really much difference. There's some things that I do still keep. that do maintain things, you know, in a different way. But we try to do that, like if we are doing the leather care and all this kind of things, we try to do it every now and then, you know, not all the time. And other than that, we just use our regular soap and water, alcohol water, vinegar water. We've also used a mix of alcohol with soap and all this to do the floors, our wood floors. And we put citrus on the alcohol when we do our squeezing for trips. So we put the citrus in there and it stays for a little bit. The alcohol gets kind of like the color of the citrus, so it gets like orange or something like that. And then when you use it, it kind of like smells a little bit like citrus. So you actually don't even have to use essential oils or anything like that. Right. So
even like the peel of an orange or a lemon or something like that. Okay.
Yeah. So we all just experiment with things, try to see, well, like, this is leftover, what can we do with it? And maybe sometimes we just throw it away, but just it's nice to have an idea and wow, say like, okay, well, we have all this leftover fruit. What we did last time, we finished the trip, we had so much grapefruit and orange, so we cut it up and we put it in the oven, and then we made dried fruit and we have it for cocktails, and it keeps really well on a container on your bar for 2 years. So that's kind of what we did. Yeah, it's just creating, innovating, and I think just trying to do your best. It just, at the end of the day, everybody has different ideas. I like to bring in my students and the girls to have a say in what they want to do, you know? I think this might be a great idea. Okay, let's try it. And if it doesn't work, then it's not a big deal. Then it didn't work or something like that. But if they have a good idea about something that can be more sustainable or less waste, then I'm 100% open to it. And that's kind of like how I look at it.
And is there anything else that you want to share that you have changed I'm just trying to get more ideas out there, right?
In the industry, that's kind of like what I've done so far. With myself, I've changed a whole lot, much more than that. I've stopped buying a lot of things just for my daily care. Of course, like I do my skincare routine and all that kind of thing, but I've learned and I'm studying to be a herbalist. So I've been studying about, you know, using salts and using oils and using clay and doing all those things and buying actually the ingredients and making my own products.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm a person that really struggled a lot with acne all my life. I have very delicate skin. And after all this and after I stopped using all those products I used to buy in the store, I've honestly think like I've given my skin a break. Like, that's kind of like my experience with it. So for me, less has been much more actually. And using just less things for my hair, just really just cutting up on things, stop buying clothes. I've actually grabbed like big shirts that I have, and I've like kind of like looked on Pinterest or anywhere how to cut them and make them like a crop top, or do them super cool. And I've had a shirt that I cut myself that is my absolute favorite. And it was like horrible.
Yeah.
And now it's my favorite. So all the things that we can do, it's amazing.
I know. As long as you get creative with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fun, you know, like when you're on a watch day or something, I usually try to do like, okay, what's going to be my watch goodie that I'm gonna like create today, you know, if I do have the time and I don't have to work, you know, or fully the whole day.
Yeah.
So with that, I've stopped, you know, it's so important to talk about like feminine products and things like that for me. It's kind of funny because I've tried to tell that to girls that I know. Some of my friends use the cup.
Yeah.
Is it called a cup, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's been a game changer for me.
Yes. I love, love, love that you're bringing this up, because I am an advocate of our womb temple. And through my platform, the Yas Mermaids, I have made videos and I constantly sharing online and on my email list, like different things that I do, because I think the biggest problem with feminine, you know, with the females and our womb, you know, all the pains that we suffer, PMS and all this, it's because we're so disconnected from our menstrual cycle, from our rhythms and our natural flows. And one of the ways that you can reconnect and also help the planet, help your body without all these chemicals that we put in, is by just changing to a cup. And yeah. If you don't want the idea, if you don't like the idea of the cup, then you can, you know, there's like panties now that you can use that I don't know how they're made, but they ensure that nothing flows out. There's reusable pads. I mean, there's so many, you know, that are fully organic blend or whatever. There's so many different things, because I think even when you're using a tampon that is organic cotton, it's still a waste, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't allow you to really connect to your menstrual cycle. One girl, she said to me, the moment I changed to the cup, it was like my PMS symptoms just faded.
Oh, wow.
And my actual cycle started to become normal, like every month. Before, she had so much issues with it. And I was like, yeah, because imagine you're like reconnecting to that essential part of you, you know, it's like your source of creation. You know what I mean? Like literally you give birth to it, and not just in a human form, but like any manifestation that you want, you know, the human form is like the biggest mirror, you know, for you to see, oh yeah, it is a place of birth, you know, and creation. So yeah, tell me a little bit about your journey with feminine products and becoming conscious about it.
Yeah, so I've always like thought there has to be something else, you know? This is like ridiculous. I've never honestly used like tampons because I didn't like the concept of like having that thing there, just because I didn't know what was in it, you know?
Right.
Because I don't know what it's made with. And in fact, most of them are made with toxic things, you know, that goes inside of your body. And this is one thing that I've always learned. I learned from my dad and then I learned from myself, is that your body, yes, like they say, your body is a temple, but your body, your skin is an organ. Like everything is alive.
And
exactly. And everything deserves a good treatment. You know, if I go to the doctor and somebody's putting something on me, I want to know what that is. Even if they tell me, oh, no, this is just to make you feel good. Okay, but what is it? Just because it's going inside of me. So I've been always like that. So I've always thought there has to be something else. So I've just used to use pads just because I thought it was like, at least it's out there. And it's not like, I don't know, like it might just not be doing anything.
And by the way, you know? The cup has been invented like, even in the 1930s, like it's gone way behind, like back in the day. It's not nothing. People think it's something new. I'm like, it's not something new. Just caught up.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they all have like plastic and all these kind of things. I mean, and if you do your research, and I'm sure you've had, but everyone else, about plastic and having contact with your body or drinking from it and all these things, there's so many things that can damage you, you know, like you just have to be careful with all this stuff. So I was like amazed when I found this cup. I was like, this is like, okay, finally somebody's caring about women. Like, come on, we do this every month and nobody has come up with it. Yeah. So my friends told me about it. And then I just tried it. And at the beginning, obviously you don't know how it's gonna be or whatever, and you're getting used to it, but it's been amazing. Like, I don't know, just game changer completely. I just feel more in sync with myself, and I feel good not only with myself, but I feel good that I'm doing good, that I'm not putting something in the garbage every time.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes everything for me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a win-win, you know, it's a win for your body. It's a win for the environment. It's a win for your pocket. you know,
exactly.
It's a win for your health. It's like, seriously, guys, like if you're still doing tampons and diapers, because those pads are freaking diapers, like you got to get on the cup wagon. Like it's time, okay? Like seriously. And again, if you don't want to do a reusable cup, that's cool. There's other things that you can do, like those panties that I was talking about. I don't even know, reusable panties, I guess. And then there's the cotton pads that are even handmade, you know, by amazing women out there that do care about your VGG, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think it's so important because, you know, being conscious is not just about the environment. It's also about yourself. And yeah, the same absolutely. Way you're saying, okay, I'm going to choose this laundry detergent because it's going to be better for the reef. It's better for the boats, for everything, for the ocean. But actually, it's also good for your body because it doesn't have the chemicals and the toxins that you're going to put in your clothing, which means they're going to enter your body through your skin. So, yeah, it goes hand in hand.
Absolutely. And I would even stress that if you want to make a conscious change in your life and in your workspace, 100%, but start with yourself. Mm-hmm. This is actually where I started. I started with myself. I started to question, you know, what am I using? What does it have in it? Why don't we ask this question? Why do we just think, like our mom gives us something and we just put it on? I know we love our mom, but she might not know what it has. Okay. So it's so important to take the time and do the homework and care about ourselves, because this is when all this other like sickness and things happen and we don't know. And the only way that I believe, at least myself, that you can change this is stopping it from the start, from the root, not coming back to it when you're already on this kind of situation. So I think, yeah, just start with yourself, take the time to do something. And when you feel inspired and when you're doing things yourself, people see it. It's crazy, but when I go to the shopping mall, or when I go to the grocery store and I go with my bags and everything, people always look and ask, where did you get it? I love this. Sometimes the veggies, when they keep them on the plastic bags in the fridges, it gets soggy. So one lady asked me, oh, wow, amazing, because I have this mesh bag all the veggies and the green especially. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's great. You can put it on the fridge and it has little holes. So it actually helps for it not to get soggy and get in the plastic. So the lady, I mean, she might not even be into environmental things, but she was like, I'm going to buy it. It was amazing.
Exactly.
So I was like, whoa, that's great.
And that's so the thing.
With the example.
When you do you lead by example and people get inspired. And then they're like, wow, that's really good. I like that. I'm going to try that. Without you having to say, hey, you should change that. You know, it's just like an organic effect that happens. Awesome. So I was going to ask you for an advice. Obviously, you already gave one, but to wrap it up, what would be your advice, apart from start with yourself, if somebody wants to start shifting something in the interior to start, you know, get the ball rolling? What would be the number one thing that you would say, start here and then go from there?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, for me, my experience, just talking to your superior, whether that is the captain, having him as an ally, it's very important, because getting through to that person, you know, like explaining why this will be great, how many other people are using it, not only because it's environmentally friendly, but what are the benefits from doing this? Because this is also where people are going to be like, wow, this is innovative, this is great, I like it, I want to try it. And having that first, and then also maybe starting with laundry, maybe starting with like things that are not like involving the guests, and just getting there later on. Because eventually we do want to make a change on everything we can, but sometimes if you go too hard and you just want to change this, want to change that, people get overwhelmed and they might be like, no, Like, I don't want to change anything. This is not okay. This is not your boat. So I feel like just slowly getting there, people start getting to know you. People start understanding, having a conversation with somebody on why you're having food and why is this so cool? Why can we do that? And always having a positive attitude has really helped about it. Not judging somebody because it's not using something. More like, oh, you should try this because it's amazing. And, you know, give it to someone on their birthday, you know, and get them to try it. That has been the best way. And sometimes, like, one other girl on the boat will say, like, oh, this what you're using is so cool. And I gave her one, and she was like, oh, whatever it is, something eco-friendly. And then now she's buying it herself, you know. So just getting somebody motivated in that way. Because I think when we try to get our point through to someone too harsh, people just get blocked and they don't want to listen. And to be fair, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Love it. So there you guys have it. There you have it. I am so happy that we had this conversation because, it's, you know, it's so lighthearted and it's real. And, you know, it's so such a simple ways that we can really make a difference, you know? And like I said, you know, have green stew. You know what I mean? Like, be 1% green stew. Just anything counts. So thank you so much, Sam, for coming today and meeting with me. And just sharing your experience and how you have transitioned from, you know, a regular old way of doing stew stuff to a more conscious way of doing. And and I do love the fact that you brought up the advice of bringing your superior in, because like you said, you need an ally, and especially when you're doing provisionings and all that, if they're behind you, then you're, you know, it's a green light for you. So so thank you so much. And I will be tagging you under the video for those who want to follow Sam and her stories, because she has some really cool stuff that she always shares with us. And with you, I guess you're the audience as well. So that's it. That's a wrap. Until next time.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm Mariem from Yachts Mermaids, and I shall see you next time. Bye. Oh, yeah, and this is Uncensored from Yachting International Radio.